Area Voices producer Katie Carter joins us now. Anything going on in Bemidji, Katie?
Are you kidding? There is so much going on across our whole listening area. I'm amazed at how much is going on across the listening area. And just to kind of tag team off of what Molly was talking about from Ely, a Bemidji artist, Bonnie Lundorf, is teaching a rug hooking class up at the Ely Folk School tomorrow. And I attended a rug hooking class from Bonnie a couple weeks ago. And I'd never done anything like that before. But I was curious. And of course, Bonnie is so warm and bubbly and welcoming. When she mentioned it to me, I just wanted to do it. And I did it. And it was such a great way to spend the afternoon. I met all kinds of new people. There was only one person I knew at the class at the beginning. And of course, at the end, you meet all kinds of new people. And I left happier than I was when I walked in. And so I just thought I'd take a moment right now to encourage people to kind of poke around their communities and see what's available for classes, because we're kind of in the thick of winter. We're not outside very much. We're not as outside as often as we are in the summertime. It's just a great time to kind of flex those creative muscles in your brain and get those creative juices flowing.
And try something and maybe you don't know how to do, you know, and be brave enough to try it.
I'll guarantee you walk away happier than you were when you walked in you try it. So that's my little kind of note. And if you're in Ely and you haven't signed up for that rug cooking class and there's still time and spots, go for it. The time is now. So I'm going to pop over to Brainerd, and then we're going to get to Bemidji. So in Brainerd, at the Crossing Arts Alliance, which is located right downtown now in their brand new space, they have a pop-up show going on. It's just this week. It was a collaboration between Habitat for Humanity of the Lakes area. They donated chairs, and the local artists kind of worked their magic on them, and now they've been on display for just 1 week. And there's a artist reception tomorrow from 10 to noon where the artists will be on hand to talk about, you know, kind of what their processes were with those chairs. And then that show is going to come down right away. Next Friday, there's another great show with Cyrus Swan, who's a potter and ceramics artist. And that show is going to be called Putting It All Together. It looks to be a show that has kind of it's ceramics based, but there's a multimedia experience tied in. And the description of the show indicates that Cyrus has created, as they say, something completely reimagined with this exhibit. So it seems like something you might want to check out if you're in the Brainerd area. It'll be on display throughout the month, but his opening will be February 9th. From 6 to 8, where you can actually meet Cyrus, he'll be doing an artist talk, which is always exciting, which is another thing I should mention. If you can't afford to go to a class, which I totally get, check out artist talks. Sometimes there'll be a poet talking in your community or an author, or like in Brainerd next weekend, Cyrus, a potter, will be talking. Go check that out. It's just a great way to kind of expand your brain, meet new people, and maybe look at things a little bit differently. Oh, and then I also want to remind people that, speaking of artist talks, Verse Like Water is going on in Brainerd on the 14th. At noon, they'll be inviting poet Nick Flynn to speak on the campus at Central Lakes College. Another great opportunity. It's free, and I guess it's Valentine's Day. So maybe do something for Valentine's Day. And if you're single, go to that. That sounds kind of fun. That's at noon to 2. It'll be a poet reading followed by an artist talk. So that's going on in Brainerd. And I'm sure there's more going on in Brainerd, but I only have time to touch on so many things while I'm on the radio. So now on to Bemidji. There's lots of stuff going on in Bemidji. At the Watermark Arts Center, they have we've been talking about it, they've got a gallery dedicated specifically to Indigenous art, and it's called the Mekonon Gallery. And this month in the Mekonon, there is a traveling show called Native Sky Watchers, and it explores the Earth-Sky connections. And this show weaves together Indigenous culture, art, and science. And there are some workshops that go along with that that'll be taking place later on in the month. So I encourage people to check out the Watermark Art Center website to look into those and to definitely check out that show. And also, the Watermark Art Center does put together our first Friday Art Walk in Bemidji. So for a full rundown of that, go to their website. But there are some opportunities I want to make sure to mention to our listeners. A couple shows that really stood out to me. At the Watermark, in their main gallery, will be a mixed media show by local artist Don Knutson. The show is called Salvage Time, and it's going to feature reimagined woodworking creations that Don has created from salvaged wood and other natural matter. It's a solo show for Don. He oftentimes collaborates with Marlon Davidson. This is just a Don show, and the public is invited to head to the Watermark and celebrate his solo show from 5 to 7 tonight. Another show that's going on that'll be a real feast for the eyes is Tawny Corning's exhibit at the Wild Hare Bistro. This show is called Dreamscapes, and it's a new series for Tawny, who lives over in Bagley. The show is going to consist of 15 bright, colorful pieces that are... I've been watching her process via Instagram. These pieces are just dripping with psychedelic elements, and while they also include mountains and trees as sort of this grounding balance, like I said, I've been following as her process, and it's been intriguing me, and I just have to believe it's going to be a whole lot of eye candy. If anybody wants to head to the Wild Hare and check out her show, she'll be on hand today to meet people, and that show will be up for the rest of the month. Over at Dunn Brothers, Robert Ferdinand, who's a photographer, will have his work on display. And his photography is really focused on nature and landscapes, but he's been all over Minnesota from the southwest corner up to Lake Superior area. And it's a really comprehensive show from his photography work. At Gallery North, they've got three artists on hand tonight. Artist Raymond Wesley, who works in plaster and wood and fiberglass and also acrylic paint. He'll be there. Jamie Lee is going to be there. That's Milt Lee's wife, actually. We hear Milt on the radio a lot. And she's been doing these great pieces with stone art, little stones, like small stones. And then she puts them together in these pretty amazing little wall hanging pieces. And through these stones, like, she gives these stones almost personality, how she puts them together and makes these little vignettes with these stones. So check that out. Also, author Barbara Schlichting will be there. She wrote the First Lady's Dollhouse Mystery Series. She's going to be on hand at Gallery North to chit-chat and sign copies of her book, Body on the Tracks. At Headwaters School of Music and Arts, Maureen O'Brien will be having a show tonight. She's a locally well-known artist in the Bemidji area. She's taught many, many classes to artists of all ages in the area, and she'll be on hand. And then, of course, tonight at Headwaters School of Music and the Arts, they will be having their first Friday coffee house going on from 7 to 10, where people are invited to show up and sing or read a poem or play guitar or just watch. It's just a really great time to have some community enjoyment. And then just a quick note also in Bemidji, the Bemidji Community Theater's production of the suspenseful thriller Wait Until Dark is going to open next weekend. And then later in the month, the Fiber Festival will be going on. And we'll be talking about that in upcoming weeks on the morning show. That's always great. And it's to go out and experience a Fiber Festival in the middle of the winter, it's so cozy. And that kind of harkens back to my mention of Bonnie's class. It was at her shop, the Willowwood Market. And it was like walking into the epitome of coziness. So the Fiber Festival is going to be fun for people to get involved with. That's later in the month, around the 23rd. So if you're bored, look around. There's stuff to do. Call me at the station. I'll tell you what to do. If you got something going on.
Wow.
If you got something going on in the art scene, shoot me an email. Just Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at KAXE.org. Keep me in the loop, folks.
You almost forgot how to spell your name, didn't you?
Who am I? Well, I get Katie and K-A-X-E. Sometimes my brain flips them around.
I hear ya. That is Katie Carter, Area Voices. She would also love to know about artists in your region that we could profile on Area Voices. Thanks for being with us today, yeah. Katie.
Oh, can I just sneak in one thing? Yeah. I just forgot something. Region 2 Arts Council has... They have a great Anishinaabe Arts Fellowship opportunity coming up for Native artists. The deadline's March 1st, so you have a month to get your stuff together, but they're offering two $5,000 awards to Native American artists who are looking to launch what they're doing into sort of a new realm. So that's our region2r2arts.org online. So check that out and spread the word to your Native artist friends, because that's an incredible opportunity. So that's all now.
Sounds great. That's Katie Carter for Area Voices. This is the Friday morning show and Area Voices and our arts conversations made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.